What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I have been in straight up incognito slash observation mode over the past few days. And let me tell you, it is getting real in these streets. Oh, the normies and this debt ceiling debacle, which in my humble opinion is nothing more than stage theatrics to keep the normies in a constant state of fear and worry. However, I will definitely say this. More and more back alley deals with women are being made. All you got to do, observe and listen. But I don't want to focus on that. No. Definitely a video that's coming soon. What I do want to focus on is this article that was sent to me by Jay White that was published on the 30th of May. Good Samaritan beaten after trying to stop a man from assaulting a woman. Ah, gentlemen. Let us enjoy this nice, delectable dish together. I love it when a white knight gets his ass utterly kicked. Gentlemen, I made a video called hashtag none of my business. Stop being white knights. White knights are one of the biggest reasons why modern women believe that they can go through society and step to grown-ass men and think that there's not going to be a consequence for them. We all know the scenario. Woman starts arguing with a man. She starts raising her voice. Why? Because she's sending out the simp wolf whistle, hoping that some random guy will come in and jump in her way and say, hey, you can't put your hands on a woman. Far too many men have ended up in the hospital, in jail, or they got taken offline for trying to step into a situation that they had no clue about. Here we have another case of one of those white knights who got his ass thoroughly kicked. Police are investigating after they say a Good Samaritan was beaten by a man after trying to stop that same man from allegedly assaulting a woman he had been fighting with moments earlier. One thing these white knights do not understand, they do not know what the scenario is behind that man and that woman coming to fisticuffs. However, for them, they don't care. They're still under that no man is ever supposed to touch a woman under no circumstance brainwashing. However, some of these guys, yeah, reality comes for them when they intervene where they should not intervene. If it was really that serious, he could have just called 911. Hey, there's a fight going on between a man and a woman at such and such place and kept it moving. But oh no, dun dun dun, dun, I'm going to be Superman. Well, guess what? This Superman met Doomsday, and Doomsday tore his ass out the frame. According to the Arlington County Police Department, officers were called to the 2800 block of Wilson Boulevard just before 6:45 p.m. Sunday. When officers arrived, they spoke with a man who explained he had been walking in the area when he noticed a man and woman arguing. That right there should have been his signal to say, you know what? Let me step back, observe the situation. However, I don't know what they're arguing about. She could have terminated his fucking dog. She could have kicked his mother down a set of stairs. Who knows? But once again, guys like that, they get all in their feelings and they get amped up and say, yeah, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to step into this situation. Bad news. But hey, if he didn't, we wouldn't have this nice, delectable dish to feast upon, would we? During the argument, the victim, who later identified himself as Adam Theo to WUSA9, said the man tried to assault the woman, and when he tried to intervene, the man turned his aggression onto him. Quote unquote, he turned around and started punching me instead, Theo said. That, gentlemen, is the key. Let me give you white knights a little bit of advice. Whatever he does to you, he actually wanted to do to that woman. However, he knows he has to hold back with the woman. However, he does not have to hold back against you, the other man. So yeah, his aggression, oh, he figured, you know what? I want to knock this woman out. I want to clean her clock. I want to knock this bitch's block off. However, now I got a better punching bag and I can really let loose. Now, of course, did the woman try to stop it? Oh, hell no. No, 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 no. That is usually the case. And more likely than not, the woman will leave with the guy she was fighting with. White knights truly do not understand that. But hey, life is a very humbling experience when it comes to these white knights. Police say the suspect hit Theo multiple times before he was able to move away from him. The suspect then reportedly reapproached Theo, pushed him to the ground, and assaulted him before he was pulled away by the woman and a witness. Now, it looks like, oh, the woman stepped in to help. However, once again, let me reiterate, 9 times out of 10, that woman will actually turn on that man and start beating the Good Samaritan. Far too many times, that situation has happened. Hell, even police officers hate responding to domestic violation cases. Why? Because it's all too common for the woman that they're trying to help to actually turn on them. Quote unquote, I got cuts, bruises, but the worst is just black eyes, Theo said, but those will heal. The man and woman left before police arrived and have not been found. So there you go. This guy got his ass kicked for nothing. The suspect is described as a man wearing a blue button-up shirt and white pants. Theo was taken to an area hospital for help and is expected to be okay. Two of Theo's friends, Luca Gattani Cecil and Dan Albin, started a GoFundMe to raise money for the man. It has raised more than $9,000 in less than 24 hours to cover Theo's medical expenses. This white knight got off lucky. He most certainly did. Unlike one of the Pookie knights in the Travis Rudolph case. Yeah, I, for the life of me, cannot understand why that case, oh, correction, I do know why this case is being so sensationalized. I just can't understand the fact that this was a married woman cheating on her husband who tried to get the side dude taken offline, lied about everything, but then she sent her brother and the Three Stooges to shoot up Mr. Rudolph's house. But what happened? He returned fire and took one of the Pookie knights offline. Now he's fighting for his life. Ironic, isn't it? I thought Florida was a stand your ground state. However, I'm not going to go into racial politics, but I have to call a spade a spade. It seems that Florida is a stand your ground state if you're not a black man. However, I'm not going to focus too much on that. Theo said the community's support has been humbling. No, that ass whooping that you got should have been more humbling. Quote unquote, the reaction from other people in the community has been the most surprising, he said. That's not really something that I expected. No, once again, the people in the community, believe it or not, are putting another battery in this guy's back by supporting him instead of saying, hey, you should have not intervened because you did not know what was happening between those two. You should have called the police and kept it moving. But nope, guys like this, oh, the community thinks that I'm a hero now. So yes, I will go out there and defend another woman. However, that next time, buddy, you might not be so lucky. You might just end up being taken offline. If the suspect is caught, Theo said, he would like to speak with him in person about why he did what he did. What? This guy's truly lost. Quote unquote, I'm a big fan of criminal justice reform, including diversion programs and restorative justice, he said. So if this guy is caught and he is brought into the legal system, I'm hoping there can be some type of diversion program for him, something that gets him some serious anger management treatment. Well, like I said, guys like this, yeah, they're too far gone. They're too far programmed. And guess what? A guy like this, the only way he's going to stop being a white knight is if somebody, unfortunately, takes him offline. Hey, it is what it is. But, like I was saying, I thoroughly enjoy scenarios where the white knight gets his ass thoroughly kicked. And yeah, when you look at the video, when you look at this guy's pictures, he got the brakes beat off his ass. Oh, whoever did this to this guy, he went ham. But let me reiterate this to you white knights. The aggression that you receive is going to be pure, undiluted, raw rage. The guy who's arguing with the woman knows he has to hold back with the woman. However, when you intervene, you present that man a perfect outlet to let go. And what's going to happen? Hey, worst case scenario, you're going to end up being taken offline. At bare minimum, you're going to end up in the hospital. Some white knights have actually ended up in jail. But, like I said, these guys, they don't think that far ahead. Why? Because they're hopped up on adrenaline, thinking, yeah, I'm going to save this woman. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And have you seen any scenarios where a white knight decided to don his cape and rush into a scenario that he had no idea what was going on, thinking that he was Superman? And how bad Doomsday decided to let him have it? Put it in the comments section. And to you normie women out there, you need to understand this and understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have in society with the quote unquote white knights, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are just going to unilaterally protect you, that's going out right along with it. Because guys like this, yeah, it takes one good ass whooping to wake most of these guys up. However, we've seen in the past, there have been white knights who ended up losing their lives. And what did you do? You stepped right over his rotting carcass, excuse me, and kept moving. Yeah, guys, don't be a white knight, especially in this day and age. But if you do, and you suffer the consequences of your actions, guess what? If it comes across my desk, I'm going to report on it, and we're all going to have a nice, big, fat laugh at your stupidity. The fact that society brainwashes men to continuously throw their lives away for women that they don't even know, that right there is another part of male disposability that we need to constantly purge from our systems. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.